This is Audible.
Podium Audio presents Rule Number 5, Book 1 of Rule Breaker Series, written by Jay Wilder, performed by Edward Black and Nikki Gray.
1. Jax. You've got to be fucking kidding me, man. Alex met my gaze across the table and grinned, showing off the lipstick smeared on his cheek. He'd been practically fucking a redhead in our booth for the last 15 minutes, and her moans had officially reached soap opera acting level of ridiculous. Not that I minded if a girl wanted to get laid, but that wasn't a Puck Bunny's M.O. They were out to catch a free ride and didn't give a single shit if they liked you or not. A shiver crawled down my spine. It made me feel used and dirty. I had to get the hell out of there before he convinced her to get on her knees beneath us. Not that I expected anything less. Alex had always been a bit of a puck slut. He gave me an unapologetic shrug, but disentangled himself, dropping her feet to the floor, then smacked her ass. How about you get us a beer, sweetheart?
How about you come with me?
Even though we all knew she would do it anyway, she still pouted when he just stared at her. With one last look, her shoulders dropped, and she walked off in a huff toward the bar. The club was in a warehouse, with giant concrete pillars that divided the space, and multicolored strobe lights pulsing over a dance floor. On the furthest side, there was a long glass bar serving every type of drink you could think of. "She's going to spit in your beer," I said with a grin wide enough that I knew my dimple was showing, and raked my hand through my messy brown hair. Alex laughed. Never know. I might like it. All right, fucker. Standing, I grabbed my coat from the booth. I'm out before she comes back with friends. Hey, you're supposed to be my wingman, he argued. If I wanted to catch bunnies, I'd have stayed at the rink. Sure, I was down when he asked, still high off our win. But I wasn't interested in these girls. Fucking picky bastard. Hold up. Alex grumbled under his breath and searched the crowd before a slow smile formed on his lips. Then he gestured toward the other side of the club with his chin. How about them? I followed his gaze to a girl at a bar-height table. She was tall, blonde, and had a deep tan that gave her a sun-kissed look. By the way Alex looked at her, she must have been his type. But I was too blindsided by the hot-as-fuck brunette standing beside her to notice. Fuck me, I said low under my breath as I took in the brunette. She looked like some kind of sexy librarian, wearing a short pleated skirt, thigh-high socks, and chunky black boots. She smiled at her blonde friend, then dipped her head, getting ready to take a shot. My mouth watered when she licked the web between her thumb and pointer finger, getting it ready for her friend to pour salt on. She had a devious-looking smirk on her face, and I counted with her. 1, 2, 3. Next, she sucked the salt off, tossed back the shot, and bit into a lemon. I swallowed hard when a sexy little shiver ran through her. I wanted to be the reason she trembled like that. I'll see you back at the house, buddy. Alex was talking, but I didn't register his words. The brunette dragged her fingers through her hair, pulling it into a high ponytail, revealing a sexy silver layer underneath. This girl was just full of surprises. She fucking owned the hot nerd thing she had going on, and I groaned, tracing the line of her neck. There was a spot below her ear that looked biteable. A hand landed on my shoulder, snapping me out of my daze, and Alex smirked at me. What? I asked, ignoring the rasp in my throat. I said I'd see you back at our place. His voice practically screamed, "I told you so." The brunette propped her elbows on the table, her back straight and her ass angled out behind her. My pulse kicked up, sending my blood rushing down. Jesus fucking Christ. The brunette is mine. I growled the words, and Alex just laughed, smacking my shoulder. Yeah, buddy. Tonight's going to be a good fucking time. As soon as she bent over, all of my attention focused on where her fingers glided over the thin band of visible skin between the top of her sock and the bottom of her skirt. I was already walking before she stood. I didn't know who this girl was, but tonight, she was fucking mine. Alex walked right up to the blonde and gave her a cocky smile. "Besides being sexy, what do you do for a living?" He should have been arrested for that line, but it hadn't let him down yet. By the way the blonde smiled, it wouldn't fail him now. The librarian choked on her drink and shook her head. She looked like she was about to say something, but her friend cut in.
"Does that ever work for you?"
Alex moved closer, his voice dropping low. "Don't know, does it?" I didn't hear the blonde's reply because now the brunette's attention was on me. Her teeth ran along her bottom lip as her gaze slowly worked its way up my chest. "That's it, baby. Look at me." As if she heard my thoughts, her eyes flashed to mine, startling when she found me already watching her. I ran my thumb over my bottom lip, exactly where she gnawed on hers. As a result, her cheeks flushed a deeper pink. So fucking adorable. "I'm Alex, and this dickhead's Jax. He's been dying to talk to you, so I took pity on him and brought him over." Fucking asshole. I cut him a glare, but I was distracted when the librarian introduced herself.
"Sydney."
Her name felt good rolling over in my head. But before I could say anything, a guy cut between us, wrapping his arm around her waist and handing her a drink. "Drink up! Curtis wants to dance." He was tall, but not as tall as me, with a lean frame and perfectly styled hair. When she smiled up at him, a jolt ran through me, and a muscle ticked in my jaw. A disappointment mixed with something much more dangerous coursed through me. I tipped back on my heels, needing to get a grip on myself. This girl was fucking trouble. The guy leaned in closer, his mouth just above her ear, but he spoke loud enough for me to hear. "Oh, he's hot and jealous." "What the fuck?" He gave her another squeeze, then let go, burying his nose into the neck of the man behind him. In the seconds it took for me to catch up to what was happening, the shorter guy had wrapped his arms around him. Sydney gave them a warm smile, and relief flooded me, knowing the guy was already taken. He held his hand out.
"Hey, man, I'm Anthony, and this is Curtis."
He pointed to his boyfriend, who grinned at me. "Jax." I took a long sip of my beer, and everyone looked at me with identical smiles, but not Sydney. Her gaze was fucking molten. Oh, she liked me jealous. If she stuck around, I had a feeling she'd get what she wanted. Her friend, I thought she said her name was Mia, grabbed Alex's hand and began tugging him to the dance floor.
"Let's dance."
He didn't need any encouragement, already heading in that direction, and Anthony and Curtis followed them. "We'll catch up in a minute." I stalked towards Sydney, happy she didn't contradict me. No. Her gaze was warm on my skin, and there was a slight smile ghosting over her lips. I practically towered over her, her slight frame completely blocked out by my larger one. The group gave us knowing looks, then dispersed into the crowd. A giant balloon floating above the table caught my attention. I swear my heart stopped dead as I stared at the blue congratulations balloon with a baby on it. All the blood drained from my head, and my attention went back to Sydney. I swallowed hard.
"Is that for you?"
Her mouth twitched and pulled to the side before she let out a laugh.
"You should see your face right now."
Her voice lowered with a subtle rasp, only made sexier by her amusement at the same time her grin grew, until it was practically blinding with pride.
"My internship at Parliament was accepted today. Apparently, this was the only congratulations balloon available."
She laughed. Anthony thought it was hilarious. Not pregnant. My muscles relaxed.
and the circulation returned to my body as I slowly registered her words.
No shit. Seriously?
Don't be too impressed. I need another letter of recommendation.
Those two got a little prematurely excited.
She nodded, watching me a bit too guarded.
I fucking hated that she lost some of her confidence.
I leaned in closer.
Hey, you've got this.
How can you know that?
I'm overwhelmed by the need to wipe the unsure look from her face.
I bet you're at the top of your class, right?
She bit the side of her cheek before answering.
Yeah.
You've already got other recommendations?
Yeah.
She said straighter now.
Good.
I pushed harder.
Do you think you can kick your internship's ass?
She smiled at me, eyes brighter than they were a second ago.
Yeah, I do.
Then don't worry. You've got this. She let out a deep breath, and her entire body relaxed. I clipped her chin with my curled forefinger.
I'll leave a good impression on you so you remember me when you make it big.
Heat flushed across her chest, and I followed it up her neck, running my tongue along my top teeth. She was so fucking responsive. I wanted to find out if she blushed like that everywhere. She shifted forward, but stopped herself with a hand on the table.
Come on, Sydney. Come get me.
She broke eye contact, looking at her hands.
Do you come here a lot?
It was a random change of subject, but it was a start.
Enough to know you don't.
She huffed out a laugh and shrugged.
I don't go out much. Busy preparing to be that important politician you were talking about. I've got to keep my image clean.
The things I wanted to do to her were anything but clean. I tipped my voice low until it was a gravelly rumble, forcing her to step into me to hear.
Do you go to school here, Sydney?
She sucked in a breath when I said her name and bit her lower lip.
Fuck.
She needed to stop doing that. I was already too fucking turned on. Her mouth pulled to the side.
Yeah, one semester left. I go to the University of Windsor.
A spark of interest flashed in my chest.
Yeah?
She gave me a quick nod, and that interest turned to anticipation of seeing more of her.
Me too. Kinesiology major.
I moved in closer until the toes of our shoes brushed against each other, and she was forced to tip her chin up to meet my gaze. She took a deep breath in, and energy kicked up around us, drawing me closer. I lowered my head above her, keeping my voice steady.
I bet you're a poli-sci, right?
You've got it.
Her throat lifted with her swallow.
Come on, Trouble.
Ask me something.
She didn't disappoint.
So, kinesiology, that's impressive. Planning to work for some pro sports team when you graduate?
Something like that.
I rolled back on my heels, and she raised a brow. She studied me, clearly not happy with my vague answer, but I didn't want to ruin this moment by bringing that into it. Sydney stepped back, creating distance between us just as a server walked by. They connected with each other faster than I could warn them, sending Sydney tipping forward. I caught her in my arms, and her touch was like a live wire shooting straight through my veins. The scent of citrus, orange, and grapefruit surrounded me, and I had to fight back a groan. Heat practically poured off her where we connected, soaking into my skin. She stared at my mouth, eyes dark, teeth sinking into her perfect full bottom lip. She didn't move, and I didn't interrupt her as she took me in fully.
Fuck. The way she was staring at me turned me the fuck on.
I swallowed hard, then lowered my lips above her ear and murmured,
"Caught you."
I didn't mean,
she said, flustered. Deciding to put her out of her misery, I gestured toward our friends.
At this point, if Alex gets any closer to Mia, they're going to become one. She lifted onto her toes, placing a hand on my shoulder for balance, and craned her neck to see them. I knew she felt my low rumble under her soft touch. Her fingers curled into my shirt, but she didn't face me when she said, "Is he always like this?" I lowered my chin to her ear, focused on the millions of goosebumps that rose over her skin. "A shameless flirt? Pretty much." Sydney leaned back, her gaze traveling from my mouth to my eyes, and I spread my fingers over her back, tugging her closer. She made a soft sound that had my breath catching in my throat and my dick growing hard. I searched her face, wanting, no, needing, to know if she felt this too. That I wasn't the only one driven fucking crazy just being near her. She ran her tongue over her bottom lip before a sensual grin formed on her mouth. "Are you hitting on me?"
"Maybe."
"Is it working?" Her smile grew.
"Maybe."
My grip tightened, her words sounding distinctly like a yes. She was throwing off fuck me signals, and God, I hoped I was right. I paused, not sure where to go from here. At first, I found her hot, but fuck if I wasn't more interested now. There was something about her. She was clearly smart, and there was a level of sass coming off of her that had me itching to
want to dance?
Sydney asked, cutting off my thoughts. Fuck yes. I practically growled the words, and I was rewarded by her shiver. Sydney entwined our fingers. I followed her like a lost puppy, but who could fucking blame me? She looked delicious in her short plaid skirt with a white slim-fitting t-shirt that had come loose. Sydney picked a spot on the dance floor out of sight of our friends, turned to face away from me, and swayed to the beat. She moved in slow, languid motions that made my dick harder with each second I watched her. My hands curled with restraint, and Sydney's breath caught in her throat when they landed on her hips, tugging her back into my chest. Fuck. She rolled against me until her ass pushed into my groin, driving me insane. My mind chanted the same thing over and over, like some kind of fucking caveman. Mine. I needed to take her home tonight, or it would fucking kill me. Blood rushed to my already rock-hard cock when I ran my fingers just below her skirt and squeezed her exposed thighs. A low growl escaped the back of my throat when her entire body trembled in my grasp. Fuck. She didn't know how close she had me to the edge. She leaned her head on my shoulder, tilting it to the side, making room for my mouth, and hummed when I licked up the narrow column of her neck. "You smell so fucking good," I groaned, burying my face in her shoulder. She whimpered, and I flipped her to face me, needing to capture it with my mouth. We were so close, her breath fanned over my lips, but she tucked her chin to stop the kiss. "The fuck?" I dropped my forehead to hers, breathing in each of her breaths. Sydney's hands ran up my abdomen, and I groaned deeply when she dug her nails into my chest. Her lips were pink where she bit into them, and I fucking craved to run my tongue along the marks. Her mouth formed the perfect pout, and I shifted close enough that it nearly brushed mine with each inhale. Sydney made a low, pained sound before jerking her head back. She sucked in several breaths, and her eyes widened on me. Ice filled my veins, replacing the heat that had been building. Did I read her wrong? Did I push her too far? "I'm sorry. Whatever I did, I'm fucking sorry." She let out a long sigh, then shook her head, a smirk forming on her full lips. "That's rule number one. No kissing." She shifted back a few inches, and my hands tightened on her hips, not letting her go. My gaze flicked from her mouth to her eyes and back, trying to process anything but the desire to taste her. I dragged my teeth over my bottom lip, and she tracked the movement while her tongue wet hers. Sydney's words finally broke through the haze of lust, and they hit harder than they should. "What?"
Rule number one.
She leaned away, but her fingers still dug into me like she didn't want to let me go. Good. I didn't fucking want her to. My gaze searched hers as if I would find the answer there. Sydney was already turning away, but I caught the disappointed look in her eyes. She gestured to her table with her thumb. I need a drink. Me fucking too, Sydney. She pulled from my grasp, and I immediately missed the feel of her. What the hell was happening? One minute we were all over each other, and the next, I stood here stunned. She was already at the table before I snapped out of it. What do you mean, rule? I asked as soon as I reached her. She finished her tall glass in a few sips.
Just what I said. I have rules for this type of thing.
What sort of thing?
One night stands.
What if I want it to be longer? Where the fuck did that come from? That's rule number two.
One night only.
My brows pinched together, not sure what to make of it. I should have been happy she was down for one night. Hell, I should have been ecstatic. What guy didn't want that? Apparently me, because her taking more off the table didn't sit right. Curious, I played along. Okay, I can respect your game. Her glare was ruined when she hiccuped.
Rules. Not a game.
My hands rose in surrender. Sorry, rules.
That's better. Look, we're getting way off course here. You're hot. I'm pretty sure you think I'm hot. Come home with me.
She hiccuped between her words and swayed on her feet. I caught her, holding her closer than necessary, and tried not to preen when she wrapped her hands around my back. Her pupils were blown wide. I swallowed hard when her tongue snuck out, wetting her bottom lip. So fucking pissed at what was about to come out of my mouth, but I'd never been and would never be the type of guy who brought a drunk girl home, no matter how tempting she was. It fucking kills me to say this, and it really fucking does. But you've had too much to drink tonight for this conversation. She frowned. I slid my phone toward her. How about you give me your number, and we can do this again. Sober. She chuckled, shaking her head.
Nope. Can't do that.
I raked my fingers through my hair. Tell me this isn't another rule. Sydney propped her chin on my chest and sucked in her bottom lip, looking sexy as fuck. I tipped my head back to the ceiling and took in a deep breath. Please, fucking God, this couldn't be happening. I had never chased a girl in my fucking life, and this girl had me hooked. What if I gave you mine? She scrunched her nose. Fucking adorable.
Rule number three. No exchanging phone numbers.
How the fuck does that work? I had to stop myself from tightening my grip. I was getting dangerously close to being an asshole. But come the fuck on, these rules were killing me. What happens if you're into a guy? If only my boys could see me now, I'd never live it down. She gave me an apologetic smile, and I already knew what was coming.
Breaks rule number five.
Tell me, I deadpanned.
Being into a guy leads to dating. Dating leads to relationships, and relationships lead to feelings. Rule number five. No falling in love.
A muscle ticked in my jaw. How many rules do you have? What's the fourth rule? Someone grabbed my shoulder, twisting me to face him, and effectively cutting me off.
Congrats, buddy! That goal was insane!
He screamed over the music, and his breath reeked of beer.
Goal?
Sydney's head tilted to the side, looking me up and down as if seeing me for the first time. The big guy beside me wore my team's teal hockey jersey. He turned around, showing her the back, where the last name Ryder was written across it in large white letters. He faced her and smiled.
Yeah, sweetheart. You're going to pretend you don't know you're hooking up with the Husky star forward?
Jax Ryder? She asked, with a little shake of her head, like she was telling me to say no.
Yeah. I swallowed hard. For the first time, I got the impression my name was going to backfire on me. Her shoulders slumped, and she looked so fucking disappointed before lifting onto her toes and leaning closer to me. Her eyes were wide as she searched my face, and I wished I could make out their color in the dim club light. I reveled in the heat of her body pressed tightly against my chest as she brought her mouth closer to mine, so close I could feel her breath fan across mine. My mouth watered, and it took everything in me not to close the distance.
Come on, Trouble. Kiss me.
That's really too bad, Jax.
She closed the distance, kissing me just to the side of my lips, then broke away from my arms, brows pulled together. She took a step toward her friends, nearly tripping as she did. I so wanted to help her, but her words caught me up.
Rule number 4. No hockey players.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope.
She gave me a downcast smirk and wiggled her fingers goodbye before turning around. My gaze tracked her ass the entire time, and a slow smile curved across my lips. I never could resist breaking the rules.
2. Sydney. Well, Mom, I got the email last week. One more recommendation, and it's a done deal. A gust of wind raised goosebumps over my neck, and I flipped the collar of my blue wool jacket to protect my ears. Don't worry, though. I've never failed to win a professor over before. I don't plan on fucking it up this time. My hand flew up to cover my mouth as soon as the words came out. Sorry. I guess I'm too old to wash my mouth out with soap anyway. I joked and brushed the dirt from around her gravestone, arranging the faux flowers in their plastic vase. The ground was frozen solid, so it was more habit than necessity. But I couldn't stop myself from fussing each time I visited. I wish you were here. My fingers trembled as I traced the words engraved in the stone. A loving mother, gone too soon. I could really use one of your cheesy motivational speeches right now. I sniffed, pausing a second to control my breath. Sometimes I'd try to guess what you'd say. You can do anything you set your mind to, or your personal favorite. Your dreams are worth the sacrifices you make. A chill climbed up my legs, and I shifted in place. You were right, Mom. I've been sacrificing, and I'm so close I can taste it. An icy tear rolled down my cheek, and I wiped it away, not wanting it to leave streaks down my cold cheeks. You would have thought the last 8 years since the accident would make this easier. I miss you. I miss your hugs, the way you always knew what to say, and breakfast in bed when it's raining. The words caught in my throat, and I had to take several breaths to get myself under control. She'd left me 5 years ago, and there was nothing I could do about it. You'd be proud of me. I'm following in your footsteps. I'm going to make it. Promise. Not able to stay any longer, I crossed my fingers and placed them on her headstone. I love you, Mom. Happy birthday. I headed back through the maze of sidewalks, winding through the graveyard, and plopped into Mia's 90s car. It was in rough shape, but it still worked. She already had the heat blasting, and I rubbed my numb fingers together in front of the vent. Mia gave me a warm smile and placed her hand on my arm. How are you doing? I shrugged. Better than last year, not as good as next. At least I had good news this time. You know she'd be proud of you, no matter what, right? She'd want you to be happy. Rationally, I knew that. Of course I did. But Mia didn't understand what it was like to know you're the reason your mom didn't get to live her dream. Well, at least one reason. Being in politics is in my blood, just like it was hers. I shook off the heavy feeling that always weighed on me when I visited my mom. Thanks for getting up at dawn to come with me. I don't know what I'd do without you. Mia searched my face, and her normally sunny expression softened with concern before she joked. Anthony is going to be pissed when he wakes up and finds out you came here without him. You know he's trying to beat me for best friend status. I smiled. You're both my best friends. Yeah, but I'm the best friend. My shoulders shook with suppressed laughter. You know I love you both, right? There doesn't have to be a winner. Uh-huh. And you don't need to be first in class. Just think, we could have slept in today. Not that you've ever skipped a class a day in your life. I scoffed. Day one is syllabus day. It's literally the most important day. Are you seriously trying to pretend you haven't contacted your teachers? I rolled my eyes. Yeah, but not all of them answered. 'Cause it was Christmas break. She shook her head and nudged her shoulder against mine before putting the car into drive. You're buying breakfast, though. Anthony met us at the diner. His light brown hair was in a tidy swept to the left style, and his black-framed glasses slid down his nose as he checked out my short black skirt and the vibrant blue jacket. He lifted a strand of my chestnut hair, revealing the pure white highlights peeking from underneath. Looking good, cupcake. He didn't bring up my mom. This wasn't the first time I'd visited her grave, and they both sensed I needed to talk about something else. Anything else. I gave him a small smile in acknowledgement, and I sat at the 1950s style table. It was covered in a red cloth that played on the white and black tiled floor. It was so on theme, I half expected the waitstaff to wear rollerblades. My mom would have loved it here. I sniffed and blinked back the burning in my eyes. I was in desperate need of a distraction. So, are we going to talk about that insanely hot guy from the club? Mia raised a perfectly defined brow. That'll do it. Images of clear gray eyes and full lush lips had me feeling lightheaded. Jax had been on my mind more often than I'd like to admit, and every time I tried to convince myself it was just some random potential hookup, a voice at the back of my head called bullshit. That night was so intense that if it wasn't for him putting a stop to things because I was a little too tipsy, I would have broken my rule and gone home with him. Hell, I may have even begged a bit. Anthony spoke around a mouthful of pancakes. From the way you two were grinding all over each other, I thought you were going to combust. Hell, I thought I might combust. Girl, I cannot believe you didn't take him home. I couldn't believe it either. Honestly, men shouldn't be able to be built like that. To move like that. He's a hockey player, I shrugged. Yeah? And? Mia looked at me expectantly. And I didn't get involved with self-indulgent, arrogant, cocky assholes who only cared about themselves. Not that he showed any signs of that, but I, of all people, knew exactly how hockey players thought. They had surrounded me my entire life, after all. And you know that's rule number four. She sighed loudly, and the server looked over at us. I gave her a wave and glared at Mia. She shook her head in disappointment. You know, those rules are stupid, right? The guy was fine as hell. All the more reason to keep the rules in place. A guy like that was hard to walk away from. I knew the type of girl I was. Before I knew it, I would wrap my entire life around him like some kind of clingy octopus. Hey, it was important to know your weaknesses, and being a needy bitch was one of mine. No doubt stemming from my bottomless pit of daddy issues. Anthony messed up my hair.
From the way you two were moving, I bet he'd be good in bed, too. I could already feel the blush rising in my cheeks. The rules are non-negotiable. Mia sighed, her dislike of my rules clear on her face. Okay, but it was only one rule. The hockey player part doesn't really matter if it's only one night, does it? How'd that go for my mom? Her eyes widened. I'm sorry. I covered Mia's hand and gave it a little squeeze. It's fine. Hockey players are arrogant pricks that are selfish in bed. I'm better off with my vibrator. Anthony leaned in and whispered so only we could hear. Please tell me you at least used him as material for your self-care. A flush crawled up my neck, and my face felt like it was catching fire. I'd imagined Jax's full, soft lips pressed against mine, my fingers digging into his sandy brown hair, and the weight of him pressed between my thighs more times than I could count. Mia squealed. Oh, you totally did. Dirty. I bet it was good. Heat pooled between my legs. Yeah, too good.
3. Jax. Sydney crossed the street in front of my truck. I had to stop myself from beeping the horn. Her deep brown hair was down around her shoulders, hiding the silver streaks I knew were underneath. She wore plaid tights under a black skirt that hit mid-thigh, that switched as she walked, and an oversized bright blue coat. She had a cute punk rock librarian thing going for her today that was doing a number on my ego. It had been over a week since the night we danced, and I didn't think she understood what kind of challenge she'd laid down with those rules of hers. I swear my dick was hard for days. The only relief was from my own fist, picturing her pressed against me, head tilted all the way back, pupils blown wide, and the perfect way her tongue wet her bottom lip before she pulled it between her teeth. Even in my memories, the need to soothe the red dents with my tongue was overwhelming. Fuck. My mouth watered just thinking about it. But nothing, and I do mean nothing, topped the crashing disappointment that sank low in my gut when she'd shrugged and walked off. Because I was a hockey player, of all things. That was supposed to get me laid, not cockblock me. Her rules landed like a challenge, and I've been looking for her ever since. Here she was, dropped in my path like it was meant to be. I parked in a teacher's spot, not giving a single shit if I got a ticket. If I didn't hurry the fuck up, she'd disappear again. I practically jumped out of the truck, feet pounding on the cobblestone path, and tried to catch up to her. And when I turned the corner, her blue coat had vanished in the sea of students heading to class. Where the fuck is she? I huffed out of breath, pushing down the disappointment of losing her, and headed toward the coffee shop. Was it stalker behavior to show up earlier next Monday and wait, hoping to see her? Probably. What the actual fuck was wrong with me? It had been one night. Not even. Nothing but a fucking moment between us. But her rules had dug their claws into me ever since. I hated it, as much as I enjoyed the thrill of finally being interested in someone.
Hey, aren't you Jackson Ryder?
Small hands clamped around my arm, halting my steps, and a blonde stared up at me, her doe eyes wide. I gritted my teeth, stopping a sudden sneer from crossing my mouth when she leaned against me. It took every ounce of self-control not to shake her off.
I know you're him. You took us all the way to finals last year.
Her voice was sickly sweet. She was trying to be cute, but that shit was not attractive. Alex nearly fell off his chair this morning, laughing, when I put on a beanie and grabbed my sunglasses. His smug ass thought it was hilarious that I believed I could pull off a Clark Kent, his words, not mine, and walk around unrecognized. Fucking great.
I heard you're playing next weekend. Maybe I can come by after the game?
she said, her voice soft, attempting to be seductive, but she couldn't hide the underlying hint of desperation. I didn't miss the fact that she said after the game. Her baby blue eyes, beach blonde hair, and decent rack should have tempted me, but she had that needy gleam to her. She thought if she could catch me, she could keep me. She was wrong. I stepped back and removed her hand from my chest. I'm sure the guys will be happy to see you.
You won't be there?
I deadpanned, making sure she got the point. Oh, I'll be there. Her face crumpled into a pout, but I turned before she could say anything. Have fun at the game, I said dismissively over my shoulder and walked away. Maybe I sounded like a dick, but that girl had stalker written all over her. She no doubt gotten here early just to corner me on my way to class. The irony that I'd been considering doing the same to Sydney was not lost on me. Today was the first day of my last semester of college. In a couple of months, I would have a degree in kinesiology, and then I would be off to play for the Boston Bruins. They drafted me 3 years ago, when I was still playing juniors. I was all set to go right to the pros, but my meddling mom had sent me a list of players who sucked it up and went to college. So here I was. Unlike football and baseball, the NHL drafted most of their players before they got to college. They used a loophole where you didn't physically sign the contract, but you were committed to the team. It was to the point that if you played college hockey and weren't drafted, you were likely a second-tier player. My long strides ate up the distance as I walked along the cobblestone path to the coffee shop. A buzz of noise greeted me when I entered. The place was so packed with students with early classes, the line stretched around the wood bistro tables to the front entrance. It was set up exactly like every other cookie-cutter cafe chain, cash at the front and pickup line down the side. I removed my beanie, tucking it into my pocket, and my gaze landed on the girl directly in front of me. A grin lifted the corner of my mouth, and my heart beat in my ears. Found you. Sydney's foot tapped incessantly, and she checked her watch at least 3 times in the past 30 seconds. She hadn't seen me yet, but I couldn't look away from her. Sydney stepped fully in front of me and glared at the cute barista, who was trying to skip her to take my order. I'll have a large dark roast, please. Her voice was sharp, the type you would expect from a coach, not a miniskirt-wearing co-ed. Entertained, I waited my turn quietly and watched her walk to the end of the counter without spotting me. I quickly placed my order, ignoring the way the barista was leering at me, and circled around the cafe so I could approach Sydney from behind. I stepped into her space, not touching, but close enough to drop my mouth to just above her ear, and whisper, "There you are, Trouble. I've been looking for you." She shivered, and my gaze followed the goosebumps that trailed down her arms. We were frozen for one blissful second before she spun around and laughed.
"Oh, shit!"
A low chuckle rumbled in my chest, and my grin turned up in the corner. "Surprised to see me?" She turned back to face the counter, and my mouth quirked at the tinge of pink that crawled up her neck.
"I didn't expect to see you again."
I put a hand to my chest.
"I'm hurt you don't remember. I go here."
She huffed out a half laugh.
"Oh, I remember. Plus, I wasn't exactly in my right mind by the end."
"No, you weren't.
What do you say we try that again?" "Oh, so you're looking to get your ego hurt."
Fuck, I loved the sass on her. Before I could answer, the over-eager barista turned a carnal smile my way and leaned all the way over the counter, giving me a perfect view of her full tits.
"Made your special."
I grabbed my coffee, ignoring the phone number written across it in red marker and the lipstick print of her kiss. She gave me a little smirk. "Thanks," I said, voice flat. Sydney's gaze pierced mine before she rolled her eyes. There wasn't enough light in the club to make out their color before,
and I was momentarily sucked into their depths. They were brown around the edges, lightening to a crisp apple green center. She was gorgeous, and her annoyed expression at the barista was fucking adorably hot. "That happen a lot?" Sydney gestured to the barista. "Sometimes." I shrugged and took a sip of my burning hot coffee and tried not to wince when the hot liquid touched my tongue. Sydney chewed on her lip, and her eyes zeroed in on the scrawled number on my cup. She looked annoyed, but there was an underlying emotion there I couldn't make out. The same electric current from the bar pulsed between us and held me frozen in place. I knew it was fucking real. Her chest rose rapidly, clearly as affected as I was. I lowered my head to her ear so only she could hear me. "Seriously, I want to see you again."
"Sydney? Sydney? Going once, going twice."
The barista called her name in a snarky, acidic tone. Jerking her gaze from mine, Sydney blushed the sweetest shade of pink. I wanted to reach out and direct her attention back to me, but the barista huffed, refusing to be ignored. Sydney and I turned to see the employee's jealous expression as she looked between us. "How about Friday?" I asked, but Sydney had already stepped away to grab her coffee. I moved to follow, but a giant of a guy stood in front of me.
"Hey, man, great game Saturday. You better be taking us to finals this year."
"That's the plan, buddy."
I normally kept to myself, but people coming up to me was inevitable since we'd won finals last year. I tried to spot Sydney before she disappeared again, but I only got a glimpse of her walking toward the door. Fuck. I disentangled myself, refusing to lose her again, and shouted over my shoulder,
"I'm out. See you at the next game."
I pulled my beanie low over my eyes, avoiding people's stares, and followed through the door. I pushed it wide in my hurry and jerked it back when it hit something solid.
"Oof!"
Sydney made a loud squeak sound and tripped forward. She lifted her cup out of the way, narrowly avoiding spilling it everywhere.
"Shit, sorry."
I caught her arm, stabilizing her before she could tip forward. Nothing like being hit with a door to ruin her morning.
"Uh-huh."
Sharp green eyes narrowed on me. "Didn't save enough time by skipping the line?"
"Hey, I didn't skip the line. She just got mine ready faster."
Even I didn't believe my bullshit. Her brow quirked.
"You mean when she leaned over the counter and gave you her number?"
"What? Jealous?" I tipped my head to the side and gave her a playful smirk.
"Did you want her number? You could always go back and ask her."
"She's not really my type."
"Oh, yeah? What's your type?" I knew I wouldn't like the answer before she said it.
"Skinny emo musicians."
My hand covered my heart.
"Damn, that stings. Why do you have to do me like that?"
There was a gleam in her eyes as she worked to secure her lid and looked at her coffee like she'd saved her child's life and murmured something under her breath about stupid guys and coffee gods. Sydney faced me with one hand on her hip. I was a big guy, standing at 6'3" and 200 pounds of muscle, refined from years of playing hockey, but I was inclined to think she could take me from that look alone. My apology halted, my tongue twisted, and my brain full-on stuttered. "It's a nice morning out."
"Commenting on the weather? That was the best you could come up with?"
She was equally unimpressed, and a crease appeared between her brows, making me want to slide my thumb across it until it relaxed.
"Is it, though?"
She tilted her head to the side and smirked. "I'm running late and barely made it to my favorite coffee shop, only to have some hot, self-entitled hockey player cut in front of me." First, as I said, that was all the barista. Second, "You think I'm hot, huh?"
"Are you really fishing for compliments? Isn't it a little early for that?"
She sounded flirty. A hint of hope rose in my chest. "How else am I going to get you to notice me?"
"Oh, I've noticed you. I'm just not interested."
Ouch. But she was interested. It was written in the way her chest was rising with rapid breaths, the slight pink hue of her cheeks, and the heat in her gaze. Your rules, right? She patted my shoulder, delivering her next blow. It just enticed me further. Yippers. You should really give up now. I like a challenge, Sydney. Her teeth gnawed on her bottom lip as she scanned my face, no doubt wondering if I was serious. So fucking serious. I itched to know what would have happened the other night if she didn't have her stupid rules in place, and what it would take to get her to break them. Well, you're not going to win this one. She huffed out a laugh and took a few steps toward the second exit door, bringing me back to reality. How long had we stood in the coffeehouse entry? She made a show of opening the door. After you. I eyed her apprehensively as I walked through. She looked too pleased with herself to trust. Thanks.
It's the polite thing to do.
Sydney's mouth quirked at the side, and her words were beyond sarcastic. The tension built between my shoulders. This girl was under my skin, and I was finally in a position to catch her. Nothing about her made me want to be polite. I walked through the door, and my mouth twitched at the high-pitched squeak she made. She let out a little groan of exasperation when she saw me smiling, but struggled to contain her smirk. I loved that I was getting to her. There was a long path that connected the cafe to the building my class was in. I didn't like the idea of splitting from Sydney, having already lost her twice. But before I could say anything, she stopped to shove her BCPT textbook into her overfull bag. A thrill went through me as I realized we were in the same class. Man, she looked good bent over. The little minx scratched her face with her middle finger as I walked by. Guess she didn't like me checking out her ass. Behavioral change, yeah? Looks like we'll be spending the semester together. She sucked in a breath, and her brows pinched together. Good. I needed to get under her skin the way she burrowed under mine since she'd been pressed against me at the club. My body hummed with a rash idea, and I picked up my pace, putting a decent amount of distance between us. Then I pulled one of the weirdest asshole moves there was. I held the door open way too fucking early, and waited. It always looks super polite, but it put the other person in an awkward position. Do you pick up your pace? Do you smile? Do you keep smiling all the way there? Or do you smile twice? Two girls walked through.
Thanks, Jax,
they both said in a sing-song voice, as if I was holding the door for them. I took a step back, nodding in their direction, but my gaze stayed on Sydney. Her brows pulled together, and she bit the side of her cheek, trying to figure me out. She must have noticed my mischievous grin, because she slowed down, ignoring me altogether. Her movements were exaggerated as she casually checked her phone, taking her time. I could see a slight grin as she turned her head away from my stare, looking sexy as hell. That earned her points in my book. She wasn't backing down. She was enjoying the game.
Could you go any slower? I called out.
Some of us like things to last more than a few seconds.
By the way her eyes sparked to life and dared me to say something back, she knew exactly what her words implied. I couldn't hide the laugh from my voice. Fast or slow, all that matters is everyone gets to their destination, right? I held the door at the top, forcing her to walk beneath.
Sure. Keep telling yourself that, big guy.
She was so close. The top of her head skimmed the bottom of my arm, and her shiny, dark hair bounced as she walked. I couldn't help but breathe her in. She smelled delicious, her citrus vanilla scent immediately drawing me back to the night of the club. I shook my head and did my best to snap out of the memories. I tried to reach the next door first, but she beat me by a second. She spun and hauled it open for me. Her eyes narrowed in challenge.
Don't worry. I've got it.
She stood there, hot as fuck, and I had to take a beat to shake out my head.
and she looked fucking devious. Somehow she turned opening doors into a fucking dare, like she knew exactly how to get to me. Game on, Trouble.
Thanks, but I wasn't worried. I knew I could count on you.
I wet my lips and walked toward her, giving her a side eye. As soon as I got past her, I hauled ass up the stairs, taking two at a time. The stairwell was crowded, but people moved out of my way when I wore my game face. Sydney was forced to slow down, trying to avoid bumping into people, and I could hear her apologies as she struggled to follow me. Her laugh was breathy as she panted, finally breaking through the students. We shared a conspiratorial glance, and I grinned. I couldn't fucking help it. My heart pounded in my chest as I beat her to the next door. I pulled it open and did a little bow, smiling so hard my cheeks hurt. After you. Already at a half run, she had the advantage and raced past me, yanking the classroom door wide with so much force she nearly hit herself. Her coffee sloshed as she dodged the impact, and she looked at the now near-empty cup with disappointment. She was going to miss that. I stalked toward her, blood rushing through my ears as adrenaline pumped through my veins. God, I loved chasing her. I moved slowly, no longer in a hurry to get inside. She was cornered between the door and wall, exactly where I wanted her.
I win.
She smiled triumphantly. I hummed in appreciation. There was something about this girl I couldn't resist. That's a case of perspective. I placed one hand on the door and the other on the wall, effectively trapping her between my arms. A thrill went through me when her wide eyes darkened when they met mine. The world quieted around us, all my attention on her shallow breaths that came out in pants as her gaze dropped to my mouth. And her tongue snuck out, wetting her bottom lip before biting it. Fuck. I wanted to free her lip from her teeth and replace them with mine. My heart pounded in my chest, and it took everything for me not to close the distance between us. She visibly shivered, watching me with dark eyes, and it took an obnoxious amount of willpower to back away. I wouldn't want to break your rules. Her brows pinched together, and I inwardly smiled at her look of disappointment. When this was over, she would be chasing after me. I clenched my jaw, leaving her before I did something desperate, and walked into the room. We were still 5 minutes early, but the class was practically filled to the brim. It was tiny, with only a few rows of desks, not surprising for such a specialized course. Looking up, I couldn't help but grin. There were only 2 seats left.
4. Sydney. My heart pounded in my chest, and I had to take several deep breaths to get it under control. What the hell just happened? One second, we'd been bickering, and the next, I was chasing after him through the halls. He walked into class without a hint of defeat, and more than a bit of humor in his eyes. Like he hadn't just pinned me to the wall, making me burn for him. For a brief moment, there was a possessiveness about him, like he was going to kiss me then and there. And then a wall went up between us, and he reminded me of my rules. I would be a liar if I said I hadn't thought of him since that night at the club. Oh no, he'd played a starring role in more than one of my fantasies. It kept replaying in my dreams, like I was mourning the night that could have been if I hadn't shut it down. Why did he have to be a hockey player, of all things? In hindsight, he had all the typical markers. Messy hair, giant build, cocky smile.